Tonight, you know, sort of a follow-up from our missions conference, we had a fantastic missions conference, and the Lord blessed, and I believe wonderful decisions were made as we were challenged to renew our compassion. And I believe that the Lord did that, did a renewing work for our compassion, and trust that you all have been seeking to, maybe even since perhaps that week, the Lord has given you some opportunities to show some compassion. Perhaps you've had some divine appointments that the Lord placed upon your heart in sharing the gospel. And what a blessing that is. I know that I've even, since the Brother Daniel challenged us that night about our testimony, I have felt really a challenge and an impression upon my heart to try to share my testimony in 45 seconds. Just a brief review of what I once was, but what I became and what I am now because of Christ. And just many of the messages the Lord used. But tonight, as a follow-up to our conference, we've got a good many prayer announcements, prayer requests, and some announcements I'll make. So I'm not going to be long. We're going to do something a little different tonight. The ladies, Joanna, is going to show a couple slides from our missionary families that we support. Joanna will do that with the ladies in here in the auditorium. And then you'll break up for prayer and hear amen. We will go down stairs to the big classroom and have prayer there. I'll go over some things about our missionaries and just spend some time praying for them. And then I'll be having a meeting up here at 8 o'clock with youth workers and teen parents. We'll just meet in here together. So you ladies, I know you'll have, try to give you ample time to pray, but would ask that once we meet in here around 8 or a little thereafter, that we could clear the auditorium for that meeting. I'd greatly appreciate it. Well, we're there in Romans chapter 15. I'm going to begin reading there in verse 30. A message that I will often use in reminding us to pray for missionaries. Paul here, a missionary, asking for prayer to the church in Rome. He says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me." You know that little statement, you've heard it and you've probably said it, I've probably said it. You've asked, "Would you say a little prayer for me?" Well, Paul is not saying that here. He's not saying, "Would you pray a little prayer for me?" He's saying, "Will you pray a great big prayer for me?" In fact, he's saying, "Would you struggle? Would you strive with me in prayer?" And look what he goes on to say here. He says, "Will you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me? That what? That I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints, that I may come unto you with the joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen." This is Paul's plea for prayer. And boy, we just had a wonderful missions conference, and man, we had three great missionary candidates here going to different places around the world, and I pray that we'll be able to take them on. But you know, we can't forget about those over 40 missionaries that we have that we have been supporting out of this church. Missionaries scattered all over the globe and doing a great work for God. You ladies are going to be hearing about some of the dear missionary wives here in just a moment. Some of the struggles they're going through. You're going to be able to relate with them because, hey, you know what? We're struggling too. We go through struggles on this side. They go through struggles on that side. And it's great to just to be able to try to relate with them that we might better pray for them. But we see here Paul is asking for prayer. And here's some things that you can just keep in mind. Number one, it is a passionate plea for prayer. It's persuasive. He said, "For the Lord Jesus Christ's sake." He's saying, "Would you partner together with me? Would you struggle with me?" Now, this is not being condemning to this statement. I've made it too, and you've made it, and sometimes it might be appropriate, honestly, where you just make the statement, "Lord, bless the missionaries." And perhaps there are times to pray that prayer. I'm not condemning that statement, but what I'm saying is there should be a time where we go much, much further than that. And Paul is saying here, would you strive to me? That's a very much deep-rooted time of praying for the missionaries, praying for their specific needs, praising God with them, but also asking the Lord to deliver them. But then we see his request in verse 31 and 32. We see three prayer requests here very clearly. First, we see a prayer to be delivered, sort of like what I just said. We read in 2 Thessalonians 3:2, where Paul encouraged them, pray that we might be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. And boy, I can remember being on the field and being in the market when those Islamists were coming into our area. And I can remember just not having just being really awkward and uncomfortable in my spirit. That's when I just really was concerned, when I felt that way in my spirit, almost let the Lord telling me to get out of there, and I did. And then just a couple days later, we actually had the bombing within a mile from our home. But here's the thing, it wasn't the bombing, but it was a call that I got just a few days after that. It was a pastor. And it was during that very time, he said, I don't know what you were doing, Brother Jennings, but God woke me up in the night and impressed you, your family, upon my heart. And I was praying for you. I just felt like God wanted me to pray for your protection. And I said, well, Pastor, most likely that was probably the time I was in the market. Right around the time that he said, and who knows, God could impress upon him to pray for my protection at that time. I don't know that for sure, but my point is that, boy, we ought to take it very seriously that we do have a responsibility to pray for the missionary safety and pray that they would be delivered. And then also we see the prayer to be accepted. We have missionaries struggling to be accepted where they are. Boy, I was just celebrating with our missionaries to Burkina Faso. Their Shell family, and their last letter, they were celebrating a year on the field. I remember that. What a wonderful time to rejoice in. But one thing that came to my mind when they said, boy, we've been here a year, we were praising God, I can remember, boy, they're having a difficult time, I guarantee you, of being accepted. They're struggling probably with French. they're struggling with the culture. There's a lot of culture shock going on. And so you know what we need to do? We need to pray that they would be accepted with the power of God on their life. And then we see a prayer to be encouraged. And that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to pray that all our missionary families would be encouraged tonight. Let me say something just to give some comparison. And again, this is not to make you feel bad in any way, but just to try to paint a little bit of a picture for you here. We go through struggles here. We go through bouts of depression. We go through bouts of discouragement. We get in dark times and we get angry. That does not change anywhere in the world. That is just the human nature, okay? That does not change. But here's the difference. The missionaries a lot of times will be in a place like Burkina Faso or North Africa, where not only are they dealing with discouragement and the battles of Satan, but then they don't have air conditioning. But then they don't have their favorite fast food restaurant they can go to and try to find some comfort food. They don't have a movie that their favorite movie necessarily where they can go check out and watch or go on Netflix or that you just go across the line. They don't have mom and dad living down the road or brother and sister or best friend right down the road that they can go down and talk to and pray with. You know, there's a lot of things that they don't have when they face the discouragement. I want to tell you, when times of discouragement, I want to just be honest with you, it is like multiplied times 10 for the missionary many times on the field. And so what we need to do, and again, it's not to belittle your difficulties. It is not, friends. You trust me on that. I'm not belittling that or taking away from that. But the fact of the matter is, we need to understand that many times in our struggles, boy, we have so many resources. We have so many people right next to us that love us. We have our favorite restaurants, our favorite shopping mall, our favorite state park, our favorite fishing hole, our favorite this and favorite that. And you just go down the line. And boy, you get to some of these missionary families, they hardly have any of that. But boy, aren't you glad for the power of prayer. Boy, we can get a hold of the Lord and say, God, in your marvelous grace, would you reach down and encourage that discouraged missionary that feels like giving up at this time, that feels like throwing in the towel? Oh, would you encourage them? And that's what Paul was asking. And by God's grace, that's what we're going to do tonight. I don't know if you have picked up a bookmark. We gave these out on our Vision Sunday back in beginning of January. If you don't have one of these, I want to encourage you to get one. We have extras. We'll make them available in the back. Keep them in your Bible. And pray for these missionaries. These are dear families that we're going to talk about tonight. You'll hear about, Joanna will be sharing with you ladies. I'll be sharing with you men. Wonderful things the Lord's doing, but also know some really deep, deep struggles that some of our missionary families are going through. And so we're going to break up here in just a moment and have a sweet time together.